That's a poodle dog. All of us got poodle dogs.
You're listening to KPRO 1570.com over the www worldwide internet with your apostle, Brother Moore. Enjoy.
Just keeps up noise all the time. Just yak, 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 yak. And the thing about the price dog is that he ain't no size. About that big. I want you to listen to a story I heard once about a feist dog that lived, a man had a feist that lived right next door to a man that had a big Doberman pincher. And every morning this man would walk his big Doberman down the sidewalk past where this little feist was. And when he passed the door, the little feist would jump off the porch and run down the walkway and hit up against the gate and knew the gate was locked. And he just followed him all the way down the fence. Just yak, 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 yak all the way. And this big Doberman never would look around. He just kept stepping. He would just go on down the road. And every morning, true as the Doberman would come by, here come the little feist tearing off the porch. But one morning, as it would happen, his owner forgot to latch the gate when he went out to work. And the feist don't know this. And when the man with the Doberman came down the sidewalk, the little feist tore off the porch, as was his usual procedure, and ran down the walkway and hit the gate, and bless God, it swung wide open. Gate swung open. When he stopped and looked up, he was looking right up in the face of this big Doberman. This Doberman said to himself, I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this opportunity. And he proceeded to turn this little feist every which way but loose. Gave him a fairly good whipping. When he finally let him go, this little fellow was so happy. The story goes that he went back up on the porch slowly and sat down and wiped his brow and said, who in the hell left the gate open? That's the way it is in church. Some folk in our church will raise $100 worth of hell above a thing long as the gate's locked. But when he has to face the issue, the first thing he'll say is, well, Pastor, I don't know a thing about that. As far as I know, brother, sister, so-and-so is all right. The gate's open now. But don't worry about them feist dogs. Just watch them dogs.
Hi, my friends. This is Brother Moore of the Harvest Ministries. I have been broadcasting over KPRO Radio for more than 23 years now, and I have a desire to continue my broadcasting long after I'm gone. And I need your prayers and financial support. Will you mail a gift of just $10 a month in support of the Harvest Ministries, P.O. Box 90, in the city of San Jacinto, California, 92581. That is the Harvest Ministries, Post Office Box 90, in the city of San Jacinto, California, 92581. All of your gifts are tax deductible.